Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I'm Christy Duncan. I'm delighted to be chatting today with Phaedra Ware, who's Regional Relationship Manager for Key Clients in Latin America, based in Miami at Swift. Welcome, Phaedra.
Hi, happy to be here.
Awesome. Can you perhaps start by telling us quickly, what does a regional country manager at Swift do?
Yes, sure. Well, as you said, I am Phaedra Ware. I'm a member of the management team of Swift Latin America and the Caribbean. And in my role, I lead the regional relationship for global banks.
Wow, so interesting. For those in our audience who might be new to My Career in Six, we're going to start with some rapid-fire questions for looking for quick answers. And then we'll have a few more detailed questions where we can dig a little deeper. So, Phaedra, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. What or who inspires you?
Watching my children grow up.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
A fair combination of both, but also my skills.
What drives you?
A deep sense of purpose and achievement.
What's the favorite quote or motto that you live with?
Just do it.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes do you think you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
50%. The key attribute is my market experience.
And what do you think is the coolest payments company today?
Well, I think the dynamics of the payment ecosystem requires more than one company. One will be Swift and also other companies that are accelerating financial inclusion and creating new payment methods in the digital age.
Now that we know a little bit more about you and payments and Swift, let's move on to the more in-depth questions. So tell us, Phaedra, what has been your biggest challenge that you've faced in your career to climb up the ladder?
Sure. A big challenge for me has been related to stepping outside of my comfort zone. I learned how to identify when a project or a role was keeping me on this comfort zone of safety and protection. It was not really helping my career path, not opening the door for me to acquire new skills, not learn some new developments that were happening in the industry. And another challenge, and this one was significant for me, was related to achieving a healthy work-life balance, which is a key component why we don't see a 50-50 female representation on senior leadership roles. Work-life balance matters, and it should be part of the company culture. For us at Swift, it's a very important element in the internal agenda. If work-life balance doesn't happen at your company, take the lead and create the culture. Make it happen.
So what do you think has been your greatest accomplishment in your career so far?
Well, if you asked me this question many, many years ago, I probably would have said some individual accomplishments, such as being the top performer on a specific role or being the top contributor on revenue generation. Today, after so many years of contribution to the Latin banking career and 9 years at Swift, I would say that my greatest contributions is when I see synergies in collaboration across the regions, across the different departments, to serve our 11,000 customers in more than 200 countries. I also think that the complexity of our industry has increased at scale, and we definitely need those synergies, that team collaboration, to accomplish more.
Collaboration is so key. If there's one thing you would have done differently, what would that have been?
One thing that I would have done differently is related to the job hunting process. That specific moment in our lives that we say is time to hit refresh. So when I was going over that process and looking at those long job descriptions, I would think that I had to respond to 100%, 200% of the elements of the job description. I was picturing myself with that perfect candidate, thinking that I was not good enough, that I was not ready to take that career step. So what I would have done differently, and I hope this is useful for all of you listening, is that I would have focused on my relevant market experience and highlight my leadership story.
Great advice. Phaedra, how important have your networks and connections been in assisting you with your payments career?
Very important. The networking is huge. And you have to do it internally and externally. Internally, hopefully, by taking advantage of the mentorship program provided by your company, and also externally by attending industry conferences, and the Women in Payment regional conferences are a great example. And also, once you build your professional relationships with other individuals, then you have to protect your brand and build your reputation. And third, give back. Give back when you can by referring somebody to a job opportunity or sharing your industry expertise.
As a senior female leader, how do you help shape the culture at Swift?
Sure. I think by empowering and mentoring my colleagues, by leaving a mark on their careers, I want to inspire them to raise their hand, to go outside of the comfort zone. And I think that competence is what brings you to the door, but it's your vision, your confidence, and your mission that will take you further. I have been empowered and mentored by senior leader professionals in the industry. I will always be thankful to them, and I want to pass that to others.
Last question. What advice would you give to aspiring women in this industry?
Well, first of all, be curious in this age of technology revolution and digital innovation. Never stop learning. Then, take the risk and get outside of your comfort zone. Sit at the table. Then work on your confidence. And once you have it, make sure you pass it to others. And be aware that what got you here will not get you there.
All good pieces of advice. Thank you so much, Phaedra. On that inspiring note, I'm going to close this discussion and thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Been a great discussion, and thank you to all of our listeners. I encourage you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.